With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Several Republicans backed a Senate resolution to undo President Trump's tariffs.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 47. The joint resolution is passed.
The resolution, however, is unlikely to become law. Even if it did pass in the House, Trump would most likely veto it. While the Senate vote is largely symbolic, it is also the latest note of displeasure over Trump's trade tactics, exposing fault lines in the Republican Party as high prices weigh heavily for their constituents. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The nation's food banks are preparing for a surge of hungry people if federal assistance is cut off this weekend. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
States are scrambling to figure out what to do if federal food assistance comes to a halt on Saturday because of the government shutdown. Food banks and pantries that were already struggling after federal program cuts this year are now bracing for a wave of new people needing help. The Trump administration says it won't use a roughly $5 billion contingency fund to keep food aid flowing, and that it won't reimburse states that temporarily cover the costs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration is restricting the number of refugees admitted annually to the United States to 7,500, and they'll be mostly white South Africans. It's a dramatic drop after the U.S. previously allowed in hundreds of thousands of people fleeing war and persecution from around the world. The administration published the news in a notice on the Federal Register on Thursday. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 109 points, the Nasdaq dropped 377, with the S&P 500 index lower by 68 points. This is SRN News. One Australian state reverses itself on transgenderism.
In Queensland, the government has decided to return to the traditional definition of men and women, rejecting the previous government's definition of a woman as, quote, all people who identify as a woman or a girl. Much of the Anglosphere and Europe is doing a 180 on transgenderism after initially embracing the ideology. Now, amidst protests from clergymen, conservatives, and feminists, many governments are turning their backs on this aspect of the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
The organization that handles claims on behalf of Jews who suffered under the Nazis says that Germany has agreed to provide another $1 billion for Holocaust survivors' home care around the globe in 2026. The compensation was negotiated with Germany's finance ministry and is the largest budget for frail and vulnerable Holocaust survivor home care in the organization's history. This is SRN News. There's a massacre unfolding in Sudan's Darfur region. Bob Agnew reports.
The paramilitary rapid support forces have reportedly killed more than 2,000 civilians in the city of Al-Fashir over just the past 3 days. The attack follows a seizure of the city, and eyewitnesses describe indiscriminate violence, burned homes, and mass graves. Aid groups are calling it one of the worst atrocities in the region's recent history, and international pressure is mounting now for an immediate ceasefire and humanitarian access. Bob Agnew reporting.
Tens of thousands of ultra-Orthodox men filled downtown Jerusalem in protest against plans to draft them into Israel's military, creating a sea of black-clad demonstrators who sang, clapped, and carried signs vowing jail over enlistment. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.